The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it's available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. And senior advisor to healthcare.com. Hi, Frank.
You got all of my jobs.
I do, and this isn't about your job. This is about your health, even.
Yes. Well, today we're going to talk about my health and your health, too, as a matter of fact. A funny thing happened on my way to my broadcast last week, which I never made, of course. My apologies. I woke up at 5 a.m. a week ago with pain below my belly button. That's important. And it was all across my stomach. So I thought it was indigestion. I mean, we ate Brussels sprouts the night before. Could it be those Brussels sprouts? Anyway, the pain just lingered and lingered. And then it started to concentrate on my lower right side where your appendix is, right? And it was very tender to the touch. If I touched it, it hurt. So I did what every red-blooded American man does when he's in pain. I tried to ignore it, right? I have a new pacemaker. I did worry about a heart attack, even though I doubted it. But I do have a new pacemaker, and it has an app that actually allows me on my phone to just send a signal to my doctor's office, and they monitor my pacemaker. And great, you know, I was fine. I wasn't having a heart attack. So I rolled over, and I tried to sleep, which I did all day. So finally, at around 2 o'clock, my lovely wife, Carol, demanded that we take my temperature. I said, I don't have a temperature. But sure enough, I was running 100.3. Now, technically, that is not quite a temperature, but it was close enough. So, especially with Carol around, we weren't going to ignore that. So, and I'll tell you this, 4 years ago, I got ileitis, and that's a severe form of Lyme disease. If you've ever had it, don't have it. While Carol was off in New York City, and I slept for 3 days, I was feverish, I was delirious, I didn't do anything. Carol then finally got nervous enough, sent a neighbor over, and guess what? Rushed me to Sharon Hospital, where I was treated very well. This time, Carol called first our longtime family doctor. That's John Rodman. I've mentioned it before. He has offices in New York, a home up here in Kent. Anyway, using Carol as his nurse, we did a little telehealth exam. So she poked me here and she poked me there. And anyway, Dr. Rodman wasn't exactly 100% sure of what was going on, but he said, hey, you should get that checked out. You should get it checked out right away for an appendix attack. Get on over to the Sharon Hospital ER. Now, I didn't resist that. We have two very close friends who try to ignore appendicitis symptoms. And you get a loss of appetite, which apparently I did not have. You get this belly pain. You get it localized on the right side. Both ignored it, and both ended up getting rushed to the ER with a dangerous burst appendix in both cases that was really life-threatening. And one of them was in France, and he had to deal with a foreign language as well. So I knew that lesson. I didn't resist. We went over to Sharon Hospital. And when we arrived, we got there about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I was the only patient in the ER. So I was immediately rushed into ushered into a room. Nurse Amanda came along, took my vitals, some blood work. Meanwhile, a mensch of a doctor, the ER doctor, Jorge Otera, came in. He was moonlighting from Yale, where he also teaches. And he got me a CAT scan with contrast so the doctors could spot any inflammation on my appendix or anything else that was going on. So, Jill, you'll like this part very much. Dr. Otero recognized me as the healthcare detective. He said, are you Frank? Are you the healthcare detective? And he was very complimentary about my book and about my Robin Hood broadcast. He's a total mensch. So, Jill, what do you think of that part of the story?
I hope he treated you well.
Oh, he was wonderful. He really was. So a little later, Dr. Otero came bounding into my office with a little bit of a surprise on his face. He announced that I did indeed have an early case of appendicitis. And minutes later, in walked Sharon's surgeon, Mustafa Okerlo. And he said he'd been doing, he's gonna about to do a minimally invasive lapidectomy, get that appendix out. Three little incisions with these tiny little instruments that have mirrors on them so they can look around, and then snip out the useless, inflamed, 2x4-inch organ, this appendix. Out it's going to go. So I've rolled into the ER. Now I'm rolling into the ER at 7 o'clock. That's just a couple of hours after I showed up in the ER. I'm being rolled into the operating room. Dr. Mustafa is ready to take care of me. I got full anesthesia, knocked out totally for the one-hour operation. I remember nothing except sort of thrashing around at the end when they had to take out the breathing tube, which I needed. That was so much of a better experience than I got when I had my pacemaker put in only a month ago, to my new pacemaker, at New York's Columbia Presbyterian. It's a great hospital. And they took good care of me, you know, but I wasn't completely out for that pacemaker change. They took the old pacemaker out to put a new pacemaker in. I was comfortable, okay, but I was awake. And I could hear the doctor saying things like, oh, these wires over here that connect to his heart look a little calcified. And stuff like, I don't know if I can stuff the pacemaker into this little small space. Let's try. And finally, let's sew them up. And I could feel the sensation of them sewing me back up with the new pacemaker. So, in fact, I mean, imagine if I had the appendix out at Columbia Presbyterian. Again, great hospital, but big and busy. I probably would have waited a couple of hours to get out of the ER to actually see a nurse, let alone a doctor, or to get a CAT scan, and finally to get a surgeon. That would have been much more of an ordeal. I was in and out, minus my appendix, in 20 pleasant enough hours at Sharon Hospital. I can't be more complimentary. And every doctor, every anesthesiologist, others helping, accepted my Medicare. And believe me, I asked, and everybody should, are you participating in Medicare? I don't want any surprise bills. Absolutely, yes. So Jill, you've heard the story now. No. What lessons do you take from my relatively painless appendicitis?
That you acted quickly and well.
I have Carol, and she was a great help.
Well, so if you didn't, just think about the guy thing for a minute.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the main lesson that I take from it. I also know a couple of other people who have, along the way, had those symptoms and gone and found out that they did, in fact, have appendicitis and had it dealt with. So
that's true. So. Yes, the doctor, Otero, was a little surprised at that because it was such an early case. But here are, I think, at least four lessons out of this. Very important. Never ignore any symptoms. Pain. Never ignore pain. That's a real sign. Fatigue that I had. Even a low temperature like 100.3, 100.4, don't ignore that stuff. And if you don't have a live-in mate, we all aren't lucky enough to have someone like Carol. Reach out to a friend or a relative. Just say, hey, I'm not feeling well. Check on me in about 6 hours. I'll give you a ring. If you don't have a regular doctor that you can reach on the phone, especially in this time of telemedicine, you've got to cultivate a relationship with a doctor you can pick that'll answer when you call and say, hey, I got a problem. And if you're in doubt, if you're in any doubt, go to the ER. Especially in ER like Sharon, where there are a few patients there and you'll get attention immediately. I know people don't want to go into the hospital because of COVID. I understand that completely. I'm careful. Everybody at Sharon was masked. I was double masked. I had a mask on, surgical mask, quote unquote, and I put on top of that my cloth mask. I was double masked, and so were a couple of other people there. Everybody was masked. So those are the lessons that I'd like to drive home today. And I would say the most important one is don't ignore symptoms. Don't roll up into bed and try to sleep it out, sleep it off like I tried to do with ileitis for 3 days. Never do that. That was nuts. All right, let's talk a little bit about COVID, see where we are. We've got some neighbors that we see when I walk Mishka, my wonderful Samoyed. They have Stella, the black lab. Anyway, they got one of those phone calls from Yale when Yale was over-promising a vaccine, and they were very disappointed. Their first shot was canceled. 2 days later, the state called them, okay, set up an appointment with community health at Pratt & Whitney out in East Hartford, and they got their shots. And finally, at their first shots, they were only about 2 days late, okay? And we're going, by the way, on Monday to get our second shots at Pratt & Whitney. They're doing a great job there, vaccinating a bunch of people through all these stations lined up in your car, and you just roll on up. Look, overall, Connecticut's positivity rate now is down to 3%. That's a couple of things are going on here, but vaccinations of people 75 and above is one of the factors. This masking and double masking is another. We're down to 3%. But I got to say this, people in Canaan, North Canaan, people over 75, only 20% of the people who are eligible have gotten their shots first. Please, especially in those two towns, please sign up. And here's how you can do it. In Connecticut, I'm going to give you all three now, Connecticut, New York, and Massachusetts. Here's how you sign up, get an appointment, and then get your shots. They're now, all three states, they're vaccinating people 65 and older. Okay, in Connecticut, grab a pencil. All you have to do, call 877-918-2224. New York State, 833-697-4VAX. That's 4829. Massachusetts, simple it can be, 211. That's all you have to dial. You'll get directed to somebody who can help you. Or you can call your local hospital, especially a big chain that you think has a COVID virus vaccine, and or a local clinic. There are a lot of local clinics now handling their towns. You can contact them directly. Get your shot. I'm going to make one final little prediction here. There are variants out there. The Pfizer and the Moderna seem to be very effective against, at least effective against several of these variants. I worry about the one coming out of Brazil, and I'm going to make a little prediction. I think by the time we get to the fall, we'll need yet another booster shot of a vaccine, of vaccines that are attuned to the variants that are mutating. Okay, so at the end of the day, this year, we're probably going to need three shots, but we're doing a good job. Okay, Canaan, New Canaan, you listen to me? We're doing a good job. Join us and stay safe.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and senior advisor to healthcare.com. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in store, on my desk.